Hello, 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 and welcome. My name is Nicole White. I am a holistic health coach, hypnotherapist, yoga, meditation, qigong teacher, energy worker, etc., etc. I have basically scaled the ends of the earth for ways in which to end junk food cravings for good. And I have created quite a few different programs, one focused on gut and hormone, another focused on diabetes. And really, it all comes under this concept of ending your junk food cravings for good. And this is not a diet. It's not deprivation. It's not calorie counting. There are so many studies out there, and it's really mind-blowing. I think, depending on what studies you look at, anywhere from 75% to 99% of diets fail. And this is because they are wrapped around deprivation, calorie counting, restricting foods, eat this, don't eat that. And if you look at the trends right now, you're always going to find, you know, in a lot of the diets, they counteract one another. There'll be the vegan, there'll be the paleo, there'll be the keto. There's, you know, eat grain. There's the don't eat grain. There's eat meat, don't eat meat. Eat carbs, don't eat carbs, et cetera, et cetera. And it's mind-boggling because whereas many of these diets have some good elements to it, they're all missing out on a key element that I really tapped into almost a decade ago once I was releasing my own personal eating disorders such as bulimia, anorexia, binge eating, just kind of spiraling in this. What I realized is all of these diets trigger us into this black or white thinking. And really, life is made up of shades of gray and honestly, lots of different colors. And we all come in different size, shapes, and colors. So trying to squeeze someone into one diet plan that worked for the person who invented it, again, as you'll see, if you do the studies, you'll see that the statistics are staggering. People, there are new diets probably every single day, all claiming weight loss, all claiming, you know, a lot of them claim now, get it off and keep it off. But the only way to get it off and keep it off is to stay on that diet. And when you don't look into the psychology of the food, the psychology of why we're eating certain foods, that's where the issue is. And what you'll see is people who have long-term sustained weight loss, people who are able to reverse diabetes, reverse prediabetes, release their gut and hormone issues, release inflammation, release pain, you know, get rid of migraines and headaches and all these different things. There's something that they have in common if they're doing it, I hate to use the word right, but if they're doing it in a healthy way. And that is real food. Okay. And a lot of people, I know there's a lot of programs out there that also promote real food, but then what they're doing is they're saying, okay, basically they're saying, eat this, don't eat that. That is every diet plan out there that you'll see. And what I'm going to talk about here and share with all of you guys is a very different way to go about it. Where it's not diet, it's not deprivation, it's not calorie counting, it's not portion control, but it's really looking at what is the food doing to you? Why are you craving certain foods? What does it mean to you emotionally and physically? What symptoms is it creating? And really, you know, what do you want for your life? Why do you want health? Why are you looking for that next diet? And after working with hundreds, if not thousands of people, it's become really clear that it's a lot of this psychological game. And what happens is people reach such a pain point, right? Their diabetes is out of control. Their gut or hormone issues out of control. IBS, they have pain, they have inflammation, they have all this excess weight. They've reached the next category of weight. You know, first they're overweight and then they're obese and then morbidly obese. And this whole spectrum. And what it is they're looking for the next answer. And the next answer is always trying to get their attention. This next diet is always trying to get their attention because they know that they can help people in the short term. And what really frustrates me is that they're not helping people in the long term. And it's also been proven that dieting is actually more dangerous for you. So even if someone is 50, 60, 70 pounds overweight, it's actually harder on their body, harder on their health, harder on their well-being and their self-esteem if they lose 20 pounds and then gain it right back. And most of the time when people release or lose weight on a diet, they gain it right back. And there's also another statistic that sometimes they gain up to 11 pounds more. So people wind up to 11 pounds more than where their top weight was after each and every major diet. And I know that this is extremely hard, especially for those who go on a diet and they see it all the way through. They lose all the weight, they're feeling great, just to have it come back on. And I'm not sure how public this is or how much people know about it, but that show, The Biggest Loser, once those people are out of that environment, they gain the weight back. I need to look up what the actual statistic is, but I think it's a staggering amount, if not almost all of them, gain the weight back, you know, because first they're in this regimented environment. They're being fed certain things. They're being, you know, whipped into exercising all the time. And so, of course, the body will release weight when it's in this new shock. Counting calories works for a while because it's new to the system, but for the long run, it doesn't. I've had a couple clients who have been considerably overweight. They'll work with me, they'll start to release some weight, they'll feel really good, but then the diet mentality in them kicks in. It's not quick enough for them, right? And then they go back to this starvation, 1200 calories, and they're going back and forth, right? They're starving themselves at 1200 calories, and then they'll go on vacation, eat anything and everything, and don't understand why they can't keep the weight off or release the weight. So what I'm going to share with you here in this podcast is really some lifestyle things to look at, as well as, you know, I'm not someone who I don't like controversy. I don't like saying negative things about other people. I'll generalize and, you know, there's a lot of people doing keto. There's a lot of people doing paleo. It's not just one specific person. It's, you know, I don't think keto is, you know, John S. Keto. So there are a lot of things, because I've been through them myself, that I'm going to share with you as to why elements of it may work and why it might work for you for a little bit, but for the long run, it doesn't. Unless it actually becomes a complete lifestyle. And when we take out certain food groups completely, like natural food groups, you know, we set ourselves up, especially if those are food groups that we really want. And, you know, the biggest problem with keto, I know I'm picking on keto right now, and honestly, if you can stay with it, a lot of people have found amazing success with it. But your body literally needs to go into ketosis. And so if you eat too much with too many carbohydrates in it, your body comes out of ketosis. And just like anything, if you starve yourself for anything for too long and then you have it, it creates this drug-like effect where you need more and more and more. So if you've ever, you know, if you've bounced back and forth between some of these programs that are telling you no carbs, no carbs, no carbs, even to the extent of, you know, no carrots or, you know, carb-rich vegetables and fruits, then, you know, if you're listening to this, then you've probably experienced some of this yo-yo-ness, right? Where it works when you stay on it, but there's also been this plateau. I've been on many different food programs, and as we go along through the weeks or whatever's to come in front of us, I will share with you some of the different journeys that I've been on with food. And what I've found is that even some of the quote unquote most perfect food plans, I have released some weight and then just completely plateaued. And it's because I put my body into some form of starvation. And I was still eating food. There was calorie counting or portion counting or controlling and all these different things. And sure, 5, 10, 15 pounds might come right off. And then there was this complete plateau. And this is also why the diets get really frustrating for some people. When you're working so hard, when you're depriving yourself, when you don't feel 100% and you're sticking to this diet and the weight is not coming off, this is where I call it the flub it mentality comes in. And, it's difficult. And it's where it's really difficult is on the self-esteem. So every time we fail, quote unquote, fail at a diet, or in more reality, the diet fails us, our self-esteem just goes lower and lower. It becomes harder and harder to think about going on the next diet or looking at a different kind of solution because we feel we failed ourselves. And if our symptoms are apparent on our bodies and we have people around us who are like, oh, you know, you went on that diet. Look, you look so great. Now you gained all the weight back and, you know, you reversed all those symptoms. Now all those symptoms are back. When these kinds of things happen, it really messes with our brain. So what I'm going to share with you over many of these next episodes is how to really stop that madness and how to come back to yourself, how to come back to a true balance, also called homeostasis, where you and your body and your mind can align and create health for the long run. If you ever meet me or see a picture of me, you will see I am not stick skinny. I am about 50 pounds down from my top weight. I believe my top weight was sometime in 2007. I was well over 200 pounds. And throughout the many years since then, I've fluctuated, but I've never gotten back up there. And a lot of that I contribute to just finding better alternatives to the junk food. And I teach many programs, and this is the basis of what I teach. I also wrote a book called Upgradeology. And as I'm talking right now, it's in revision. And I'm going to make another more cohesive, a little bit more updated book about it. It is available on Amazon. It's called Upgradeology. Upgrade your food, upgrade your life, inspiring you to eat what you love while choosing nourishing ingredients. And I was put on my first diet at 8 years old, and I do not diet, I do not deprive, I do not calorie count. I have reversed prediabetes. I had prediabetes. Diabetes runs rampant in my family. I've worked with my dad on and off for, it seems like a decade or more with his diabetes. I have led classes on diabetes. I've had countless clients who were either in the pre-diabetes spectrum and was able to get themselves out. So completely, like, no more pre-diabetes. I've had some wonderful success with a few clients who have been in the full-blown diabetes spectrum and have reversed it. And I'm really proud of that work because what I offer is more of an education. It's not a diet. It's not a deprivation. And what I love is a few weeks ago, I started another program and I had a client write into me, a previous client who said, you know, I released 15 pounds without effort in your program 3 years ago and I never gained it back. And what I thought, and I want to share this with you and really hear this. She's like, I still have 50 pounds to go, but unlike any other diet, she would have released that 15 pounds and then gained 20, 30, 40 more. So even though she has, you know, in her mind, 65 pounds to lose, how many people have you heard of taking on a plan where they effortlessly release 15 pounds without diet, without deprivation, without calorie counting, where they release a certain amount of weight and don't gain it back? So those are the golden nuggets that I'm going to share with you over time on how this can all work. And it's the same for me. I used to be probably 50 pounds heavier than I am now. And I don't diet. I don't deprive myself. If I want something, I find really good alternatives for it. And that's my whole thing, is helping you find healthy, clean, real food alternatives to all the different junk foods that we're putting in our body. The way that this process started for me, actually, I was in my early 20s. I've always been interested in art. I was in art school for a while, and I was having severe wrist pains. And you know, the doctors, they were calling it carpal tunnel. I thought I was too young. They talked about surgery. I talked to other people who had surgery and it didn't really do much for them. And some people, it made things worse. So I was really afraid of the surgery. And I had this one really kooky art teacher who's like, hey, go to this acupuncturist. And before that, I didn't know what alternative health was. I was a little bit into yoga and things like that. But really, I was raised in more of the mainstream. So that's what I knew. And so I go to this acupuncturist and he had terrible bedside manners. I just remember that. He wouldn't explain anything to me. He just said, do this, don't do that. And my pain was so severe that I decided, you know what? Okay, I'll listen to him. And he basically gave me a list of foods to avoid. And the biggest one that I was consuming at that time, which was absolutely contributing to what the pain I was experiencing, was artificial sweeteners, such as like Diet Cokes and things like that. I grew up on it. My mom was always on a diet. So there was always something diet, Crystal Light, you know, the diet sodas, the diet drinks, the diet foods, all these artificial sweeteners. It's what I grew up on. It was a staple in our household because, again, my mother was always on a diet. And so he said to me, get rid of all of the artificial sweeteners. And I'm like, all right. And I think it took me a while. I think it took me still a little while afterwards. And one day I think the pain just got really, really bad. And I was taking all this aspirin and Advil and all these different things all the time to try to coat the pain. And I said, you know what? All right. You know, he's not explaining things to me. I don't understand why, but I'll try it. What the heck? I got rid of the artificial sweeteners. And I kid you not, the pain just disappeared. It just disappeared. There was no more wrist pain. And I remember many years later, I was working at this place who, you know, they thought they were taking care of us and free sodas and diet sodas and all these things and candy. And I hadn't had a diet soda in years. It was probably like 3, 4, 5 years that I hadn't had a diet soda. I remember it was a Diet Dr. Pepper. And I opened it up. I took a couple sips and no joke, within minutes, I had shooting pain down my arms into my wrists, reminding me again of what I went through for a long time with the pain. And I tell you, that was the last time I had a diet soda, and I don't miss it because there was so much pain that I could clearly associate with the diet soda that it was easy to release. And I've had this experience with a client of mine. She came into an intro class I was doing on diabetes, and she had all this pain and inflammation. She had trouble walking. They were talking about hip surgeries and all these different things like that. And she had released a lot of weight and then gained it all back. And she pulled this thing out of her purse. She's like, well, this is what I use. And it was all artificial sweeteners. And I said to her, and I don't usually do this. I usually do more of an upgrade process, right? So instead of this, try this. Well, I guess I did in that case. I said, you know what? Why don't you, if you are convinced you need a zero calorie sweetener, go to an organic stevia. And I'll say that, you know, not all stevia is the same. There's actually a stevia from the Coca-Cola company that is not a good, clean, real stevia. So not all products are the same. And I really go into this in my course. But I said to her, I said, okay, this is causing you so much pain and inflammation. I mean, I had a flashback to when I had all this pain and I looked at her and I'm like, trust me, you know, find an upgrade, find something cleaner than this artificial sweetener and you will be out of pain. And within a week, she joined my program and she was like, oh my God, the pain is like significantly reduced just by eliminating this artificial sweetener thing that she was putting in her drinks, because that's what people are sold. Right? You want to lose weight, you need to drop the calories, and you need to go to all these artificial sweeteners. And I'll tell you, the artificial sweeteners are doing so much damage. We have more obesity since the invention of artificial sweeteners. We have more people with pain, inflammation, diabetes, gut hormone issues, skin issues, etc. Artificial sweeteners, and whereas sugar is very problematic for a lot of people, Honestly, if I was on a desert island and all there was a Diet Coke or a regular Coke, and hopefully it's a regular Coke from Mexico because they use real sugar instead of the high fructose corn syrup, I would drink the regular Coke. I mean, I'd have issues with it. It's a lot of sugar and it's still, you know, got stuff in it. But the Diet Cokes, the diet foods, the artificial sweeteners are causing so much harm. And again, if you feel that you have to have a zero calorie sweetener for whatever it is you're doing, then I would recommend using an organic stevia and read the ingredients. I also go into this a lot. Read ingredients. Choose an organic stevia over all of these other artificial sweeteners. Splenda, it is an artificial sweetener. It is not derived from sugar. Sweet and Low, Equal. There's all NutraSweet, all Crystal Light, all these, you know, if it says zero calories, if it says diet, read the ingredients. And if it has artificial sweeteners in it, then I really encourage you to find something, you know, that has stevia, organic stevia in it instead. And whereas I know some people are going to be like, well, stevia isn't ideal. Well, this is that upgrade process. We're taking something that is really harming you and we're creating progress, not perfection. That's a huge motto of mine. Progress, not perfection. And so this woman who was having all these crazy artificial sweeteners upgraded to an organic stevia. And even though it didn't like completely change everything for her, it took a massive amount of pain and inflammation away from her. And that's really where I like to begin. The artificial sweeteners are doing so much harm. You are better off with the real deal. You are better off with the real food. You are better off, and I know sugar is a big issue, but you are better off with real sugar than you are with artificial sweeteners. And I go into it a lot in my book, and I'm sure I'll do a whole nother podcast just dedicated to that and the research. Really, I kind of went on to a little tangent there, but I really just wanted to introduce myself and say hello and welcome to the podcast, and I'm glad you're listening. And I really want to bring you information that is going to help you for the long run. This is not diet, not deprivation, not do this for a little bit of time. It's a way to transition it over into a lifestyle. Like I said, it was so wonderful to get that email from that one client of mine who said she had released 15 pounds effortlessly. Right? When we have excess weight, it's, you know, it's a lot of the things that we're consuming. And so there was 15 pounds on her that were just released effortlessly by some of the upgrades she made. And if there's other weight there, then it just means that it's time to start making more upgrades. And if she was able to stay consistent with those 15 pounds not coming back over 3 years with no diet, no deprivation, no yo-yo, no this, no that, just taking out or upgrading a few things, because I work one-on-one with people in my programs. In my programs, it's not like, okay, here's the tutorial, you know, do this, don't do that. I'll give information, but what I really love to do is come on live with people so that we can figure out what works for them. Because, you know, you can't take all nurses and say, oh, this is what you do and don't eat. You can't take all executives and say, this is what you do and don't eat. It's very different for different people. Some people like to cook. Some people will not cook. You know, some people will only microwave dinners. And when I first got into coaching and holistic health coaching, I really had my ideas of what is and isn't good. And I feel so fortunate that I was really pushed into, I would say, some of the most difficult people to work with. And I say this in a loving way because it really kept me in this ability to empathize as well as to get creative. And because I was online with them each week, going through this step by step, listening to their issues, helping them upgrade, progress, not perfection. it really helped me compile like this Rolodex of information to give to people to help them where they're at. And I've had people on all spectrums, right? I've had the people come in and they're on the lean cuisine and Weight Watchers and diet soda. And then I've had people who where they're like, I only eat organic and I don't understand why I'm still overweight. And the whole spectrum. And I feel so blessed that I've done the program this way and that I haven't done it the way that a lot of my peers did, which is, okay, you know, okay, this week we're just going to give you greens. Okay, you want to eat more greens. And this week, okay, you want to take all of this out. And this week you want to do that. Instead, I worked with each one of them where they were. And within each program, there were people all over the spectrum. And sometimes at the end of 5 or 6 weeks in those first programs, that's what I was doing. Sometimes the only thing certain people could do was just upgrade their artificial sweetener to something more natural. But even that was a huge success. Again, like this client who came back and after 3 years, never put back on that 15 pounds because she was able to reset herself because she took out a food or an element in a food that was causing her harm. And when I say take out a food, what I really mean is upgrade. So if someone is eating cookies, where most people are going to be like, well, if you want to lose weight, you have to give up cookies or only eat these diet cookies. Instead, what I help people do is just clean up the ingredients. And there's always going to be parties. There's always going to be, you know, weddings and birthdays and holidays and all these things. And community and family is so important to, I would say, 80 to probably 90% of my clients are family people where, you know, they get a lot of meaning and love and the things that they need by being with their family and then just kind of tortured because there's all this crazy food around. And so I've been so blessed that I've worked with some of the toughest clients, with nurses who have ungodly schedules. And at a certain particular hospital, they are not allowed to have food or even water. So I had to get creative with them, be like, okay, you need to carry around a 2-ounce bottle, like a little tiny travel shampoo bottle of chia water with you in your pocket. And when you use the restroom, you need to drink it and then go and fill it up. And we got really creative so that these people weren't starving all the time. I've also worked with a ton of teachers. And if you know anything about most of the teachers in the public school, they are poor, they are broke, they are working all the time. And they are, you know, they're like, Nicole, I can't buy or I can't afford that. And so I had to really get creative with them too. Well, what can you do? What can you afford? Where are you spending your food money and how can we make it stretch out the furthest? So that's really, we all have a superpower and that's where I really feel that my superpower has been and where I've been able to help so many people progress. Right? Progress with their health. And again, it's not perfection. If you see me, I am not a perfect specimen of a woman. I have weight to me, but I have health and I have vibrancy. I have more energy now in my 40s than I did even in my 20s. I was a very depressed young person. I was full of sugar, full of mood swings. Doctors wanted to put me on medications. I had learning disorders, all these things that were just not working for me. And as we go along, I'll tell you more about the journey as to how I discovered this process and why it does work and why it's loving and why it's nurturing and why it's all about progress, not perfection, and why it's about all these shades of gray and why it's about embracing how we come in different shapes, size, and colors. Ladies, you know, and even gentlemen, the models we see, most of the movie stars, they are the 4%. There's something like 4% of women who can actually keep a naturally thin body where they're just naturally lean. And, you know, if you saw them in person, they look much skinnier in person than they do on screen and they starve themselves for those reasons. Some of them, there are a few that are naturally lean. 96% or more of us are going to have some weight to us. Otherwise, we're starving ourselves. And there was this great thing this person did. If you've ever heard of Photoshop, it's this image kind of, you could say, image manipulating or image altering software. And so someone did this Photoshop of where they took women of the Renaissance, paintings of women of the Renaissance, and they made them all, you know, like Twiggies and super skinny. And you look at it, it's like, oh, you know, there's nothing to that. You know, it's so much more beautiful. As women, we are meant to have, most of us are meant to have some shape and size to us. So it's not your self-worth. Your health is not determined by being stick skinny. And another thing, I've had a